Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, and we're always glad to have you, and here we are, 4 days out from the annual chamber dinner. So lots going on, lots of preparing. And I know you're giving out a couple of awards, a Business of the Year award, and as well as a Volunteer of the Year award. So I know you wanted to take a moment to kind of go through who the nominees are for each category.
Yes. Well, first of all, thanks for the countdown.
Of course. Yeah, got to keep you in check.
A few more days to get ready for everything. But yes, always exciting to host the annual dinner. It's an opportunity for us to get together, gather with our chamber members, our community members, board members, get to celebrate the past year's successes. It's always a little funny to do this in April, but I think it's mostly because of the weather that we do it instead of, you know, in January, December. But so it's kind of funny to look back because so much has happened in just 3 months.
Right.
But it is nice to kind of be able to take a moment to think back on, you know, who are our new members and the ribbon cuttings and the great successes some of our businesses have seen. And then have these two awards to really, you know, elevate that. And so even just declaring the finalists of the nominees is nice because it's just extra recognition for the great work that's being done all the time, but especially in the past year by those that have been nominated. We've got the two awards. We have the Spirit of Perry Business of the Year Award, and that celebrates a business that best embodies the spirit of the Perry Chamber of Commerce and the Perry community by serving as an example to others through their leadership, service, and commitment. A number of nominations have come through for that, as always. And then we were able to narrow it down to three finalists, and one of them will get the award on Tuesday. So it's still a secret, but we can go over the nominees if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and take it away.
So we have Dallas County Hospital, DMAC Van Kirk Academy, and then Domino's Pizza. So Dallas County Hospital, they were nominated for investing in the health of the community by adding new service lines to accommodate more patients, including psychiatry, along with reintroducing orthopedics, pulmonology, and oncology to keep care close to home for those in need, and for providing over $1 million in charity care given away to serve those who were underinsured or uninsured, and implementing a financial counselor role to even better serve their patients. So a bit of a mouthful, but a lot of great work to being done there with expanding their services and really keeping the community front of mind to best serve. And then DMAC Van Kirk Career Academy for leading efforts in workforce development and career pathway exploration and being committed to providing strong educational experiences, partnerships, and community engagement in Perry. Through innovative programs and partnerships, DMAC closely collaborates with local businesses to ensure relevant curriculum for building a strong workforce and empowering students to discover their passions and prepare for successful futures. These all feel like mini commercials,
yeah,
but they're all great businesses doing great work.
Absolutely.
And then finally, Domino's Pizza for their service and dedication to our community, seen in multiple ways, from highlighting, promoting, and thanking other area businesses to donating to numerous community causes and the overall quality of service that is provided by the business. So all three of those are the finalists for this year, and one of them will receive a nice trophy.
Well, no, that's amazing. And thank you for, you know, providing a little more detail about what each one is getting recognized for. And I, you know, just it's amazing. Like you said, we got a lot of great businesses here in the area. And so I'm sure it was hard to narrow it down to just the top three.
Definitely difficult for the board to narrow down to three, and then also to kind of pare down those nominations to just a few sentences also, and to kind of encapsulate everything in the past year and beyond, because again, they're doing great work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then of course, you know, I feel bad. I'm trying to give you a break from, you know, talking a lot again, but you have the Volunteer of the Year Award. And so you have three nominees as well for this one.
That's right. So we have the Jack Finiseth Memorial Volunteer of the Year Award, which celebrates an individual that best embodies the spirit and passion Mr. Finiseth had about volunteerism. Like Mr. Finiseth, this individual goes above and beyond to ensure the success of many events and programs through selflessness and many volunteer hours, much of the time going unrecognized. So we had three finalists again for this. So a lot of nominees, a lot of great work being done in the community. And we had Andrea Brownlee, Travis Landgrebe, and Matt McDivitt as the three finalists that will be recognized next Tuesday.
Awesome. Okay. No, that's thank you for highlighting that. And of course, yeah, let's talk a little bit about the details taking place Tuesday. It will be at La Poste, correct?
Yes, it'll be at La Poste starting at 5:30. We will have the social hour and then serving dinner at 6 and then the program at 6:30. So a little bit more about these nominees. Andrea Brownlee has been nominated for always being willing to answer the call to volunteer, spending countless hours to help out at a variety of chamber events, including the Farmers Market, Second Street Block Party, and Burr, but also with the Perry Fire Department and with her ministerial work. And then Travis Landgrebe for exemplifying the essence of community service with his dedication to making a positive impact on the lives of others through his involvement with youth sports, boards, and coaching, the Perry School Board, and Elks Lodge, providing guidance and mentorship, motivating others to strive for success, and enhancing educational opportunities and outcomes for all students in the community. And then finally, Matt McDivitt for his tireless efforts and commitment to the Perry community, providing his leadership, dedication, and unwavering positivity to support organizations such as the Nudgers and Perry Economic Development, playing a pivotal role in driving positive change and fostering community engagement. So again, all three of them very notable in the community and doing great work. And one of them will be receiving an award and a nice little trophy.
Yeah, no, it's going to be exciting to watch that. And I can't remember if you shared last time that this event is open to the public.
It is. I mean, it's ticketed. And so we have sold out now. And so we have a variety. It's primarily chamber members and community members, some of our community partners, spouses, things like that. So we had registration open until last Friday. And we've got a nice solid group of 100 or so people that'll be coming together to celebrate the last year of success.
All right. Well, can't wait for that. So that is, again, coming up Tuesday at 5:30 at La Poste here in Perry. Thanks, Lindsay, for that. And then I wish you got a break, but I mean, no, things continue to roll with Goldman Sachs. And then I know you did a little last time with Next Job Fair.
Yes, that's right. So the Next Job Fair will be Thursday, May 16th. It'll be at the National Guard Armory. So we'll be able to house a larger group of employers as well. And so looking forward to that. Fielded a lot of calls and emails inquiring about, you know, employers wanting to get into that, working really close with Iowa Workforce Development to secure the location and plan out who's all going to be there. We've had probably double the amount of employers interested than we'll actually be able to hold in that space. To give you an idea, and we'll continue to make plans for future events to kind of help accommodate all those employers that are hiring and then all of employees, whether they're currently with Tyson or not, to seek out future opportunities.
Awesome. Okay. So again, yeah, that's coming up. We're about to be in May right now.
I know. So yeah, thinking about the next couple of things, the job fair, that info session with Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Breakfast, Thursday, May 9th at 8 a.m. at DMAC. So there's just a lot going on and we're getting ready for summer events. And so it just kind of keeps on picking up from there onto the farmers market and everything else.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, is there anything else that's on your mind that you would like to share with us today?
As always, just encourage people to get out and about and enjoy our wonderful community, things that are going on based on the activities and events, the businesses that are here. So get out, support local businesses, get out and take part in the various events that are happening. Next week, there's going to be Taco Palooza. There's going to be Project Deliver the Love. You know, there's just always something going on, and get out there and enjoy it.
Awesome. All right. Well, once again, that is Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.